Okay, guest. Let me introduce you. Can I introduce you?
Sure.
Okay. Hi, guys, and welcome to episode 5. I cannot believe it's episode 5 of Coffee with Kira. And I also think today is the first day that we actually have coffee.
Yeah, that was me. Yes.
I've been calling it, it's like an inside joke. It's Coffee with Kira, but we haven't had coffee. If anything, we had wine in the first episode.
Oh,
and
my
since.
God.
And since, I mean, I had my wine in a coffee mug, but no one knew that until now. But it's the first time that we have actual coffee because my beautiful guest today brought it. I still haven't introduced you.
It's if they don't know who I am, I'm going to be very confused.
I know her. Like I said, she's a very special guest. I know her as my big sister, sometimes second mom, sometimes a full bully while I was growing up. Others may know her as the boss, the queen, the independent woman that runs Bodyline, which is a wellness company.
Yeah.
Oh, God. The caffeine's hitting me. I don't know.
Am I making you nervous?
It's like all of, as you guys know, Riley does my production, who's my brother, and now I have my sister in the room. So I don't know. It's like sibling stuff. We get the giggles.
Literally.
My family knows her as Noodla because that was her little nickname growing up. I still don't know why that's your nickname. Because
all I ate was noodles for like the first 2 years of my life. I would only eat noodles and cheddar cheese and orange juice. It had to be orange.
Interesting. Newly, very new, how we know her is a soon-to-be mom. She is pregnant!
I am
so
pregnant.
So everybody welcome my big sister, Tori!
What's up, guys?
I'm so excited to have her on because she had a podcast as well, like a year ago, right?
It's actually coming back.
Oh, it's coming back.
It's coming back. I had to pause it because, well, the original reason why I paused it was because I went through a huge life change where I stepped out of the field that I was in of like OnlyFans and exclusive content, and I stepped more into the wellness realm of things, and I just felt like I needed to like rework my podcast to be more on brand with who I felt like I was. And then in the midst of doing that, I got pregnant and I wasn't public for a while, and as y'all know, I literally have no filter, so I didn't know how to like shoot an hour-long podcast and talk to people and be myself without being myself about that. So now that I'm public, I came out on Thanksgiving, I'm starting it back up again, and I'm very excited about it.
And I mean, we're gonna hit a lot of things today. I think a lot of people don't know as well, and I wasn't even gonna bring it up because I didn't know if you were comfortable, but yeah, you used to be with OnlyFans.
Yeah,
and I think
it's Googleable. So
oh really? But I think a lot of people, especially our little family TikTok, you know, a lot of people don't know that, but I think that was a big transitional period of your life. And yeah, I brought up the podcast because I was one of your guests as well, and I just remember it being so fun to just sit down and talk to people and get to know someone better and talk about stuff that you believe in. So it's kind of like full circle to have you on. It's
yeah, you're my first guest.
It's yeah, it's crazy. And I just feel like also you being pregnant now, and I wake up every day and I don't believe it, and it's also like I feel like it's affected me a lot as well.
Yeah, you're gonna be stared at by a little person that's gonna emulate you in some type of way and know who you are just by your actions and not who you want to tell them you are. So it's a big thing,
but I feel like it's even weird to see how much it's changed you already and how you take care of yourself, and that's how it's kind of affected me, like with just different relationships in my life and how I treat myself, my relationship with myself. I've just tried to be better once I found out this news, which she actually told me after I got out of Love Island.
I found out, like, so she was in quarantine before Love Island for like 2-3 weeks, and literally 2 or 3 days before they actually called her on the show, which she didn't know what point they were going to call her on the show. And I was like, my sister is a little anxiety bug. I cannot tell her this. And then she goes right on a reality show. First of all, she's going to spill my tea. Second of all,
I would have told everyone. Because
that's what I'm
saying. I would have been like, my sister's pregnant, guys.
Literally. So I'm like, between that and the fact that I know that you like worry about everything, I didn't want to put that stress on you right before going into such a high stress environment. Like, you don't tell someone you're pregnant before they go to the Hunger Games. Like, that's.
And the violent is the Hunger Games.
Literally, just without death.
And I'm not going to lie, I still told people when you told me not to say anything while I was there, because I mean, everyone was from like the UK and Australia and the different countries that I told, because I was like, you're not going to see them anyways. But I
this
had
is what
to.
I mean.
She told me, and all of a sudden I'm like crying and we're all at the pool, and she just like let me know this information. So now all the cast members are around. I'm like, I'm not going to look crazy and start crying, and I can't say why. And it just came out.
Well, it's also like right before she went in, she was in such a zen space. I was like, I don't want to disrupt that zen space. Then she gets out, and every time I call her, she's like, I'm lit in the lobby. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to tell you when you're lit. So I had finally caught her on a time where she was like getting ready to go get lit. So I was like, this is the time. Like, I was on the way to an event and I was like, I don't really have time right now, but it's time. Like, the further it got on and the more people knew, I was like, you know how mad she's going to be that she wasn't in like the first like 3 people to know.
I I'm fucking dead. No, it was scary news. It was the best news. It was a lot of emotions because you're my big sister. And I feel like 2 seconds. What in the Tori? What is going on?
I don't think you've even ever used this sage. I think it's just
why
a prop
in the
at
middle of
point.
A conversation are you? What are you doing?
I'm saging.
I didn't know we needed to sage.
I'm gonna sage Jupiter.
Oh, can I get sage too?
I don't know. It might burn out.
Oh, why?
Because you're a demon.
Why am I a demon?
No, it's just a joke.
No, if anything, you've been sassier since you've been pregnant. But anyways.
It's just because I'm not high anymore.
Oh, she's being for real, for real. No, this woman, that's what I'm saying too. No, and I love that. Like, Tori is even more than my mom and anyone else in my family, so unfiltered. And I love that about you because I definitely get nervous to like say things and get judged sometimes. And that's what I wanted to talk about. Like getting pregnant, it happening like I feel like we were 3 years old 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And we 100%. Were in the playground playing with our dolls. I mean, I didn't play with dolls.
You definitely did not play with dolls.
I would look at her while she played with dolls like, ew. That's literally so weird.
You like to make lists, like a little strange child. Like, I'd be playing and she'd be like, what are we going to do on this Saturday? We're going to wake up and eat breakfast.
We're
like,
going so off topic. We're talking.
What's the topic?
Your baby. The little bun in your oven. But it's mostly about you because it still hits me, like I said, every day that you are pregnant. Like, for me, I feel like it happened out of nowhere. Like, I didn't know that. Were you planning to be pregnant or was it like,
oops?
Was it what you were? Was it an oops baby? Or like in the back of your mind, maybe even you didn't say it, but you were like, I'm manifesting this. She's big on manifesting, guys. So
manifesting.
I truly feel like if something happens in my sister's life, she manifested it because she's always doing all of her little things with crystals and the things, you
and
know?
The things and the and sage.
All the things. Full moon ceremonies every month if you're in LA. Come literally. Through. Family affair.
Literally, though.
But yeah, was it planned?
So me and Dejan have been together for 3 years as of last week. Honestly, since the beginning of our relationship, we've always talked about getting married and having kids. Can you silence your phone? I thought I was a very special guest.
My Riley, Lord. You see, they're ganging up on me, guys.
Coffee
professionalism.
Kira. Coffee with Kira is just the little sister spinoff of Tea with Tori. It's okay.
We were supposed to record this podcast 3 days ago. Every single day, Tori has canceled or something has happened. So
you
want to
really go into it? The first day was my birthday. And I was like, you know what? I don't really want to get all done up on my birthday. I just want it to be about me. Yesterday, my midwife was running a little late and then you had something to go to. So no, I'm not going to put the podcast over the health of my baby.
Oh my God, I wasn't saying that.
You said that we rescheduled and I'm going to be like, no, it wasn't just a like, oh, I don't want to come today.
I don't know if you're trying to avoid my question.
No, you asked me, was it planned?
Let me ask it again so in the edit, Riley, could for my little social thing. So back to the main question. Mm-hmm. Was your pregnancy planned?
So Dejan and I have been together for about 3 years.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you.
It's buzzing. Everything's buzzing.
Like, save me. How did I get involved in this?
This is going to be wild.
I told you it's going to be the craziest episode yet.
So back to the main question.
Are you trying to be professional now? That's hilarious.
I'm usually professional. Okay. Don't start this again because he's trying to do that laughing thing.
So don't look at him. Okay. It's you trying to center yourself that's funny. Just say the thing.
Okay. So.
Do you need me to take over? You need me to host and be a guest? I can do that.
It's Riley.
Stop looking at him.
Now we're good. So back to the main question, was this pregnancy planned?
So Dejan and I have been together for 3 years as of last week. And honestly, since the first day we met, like literally he put an engagement ring as an emoji when he put his number into my phone. Like, we've always talked about getting married. We both want kids. We both come from big families. It's always been in the plan. And as I started getting more into wellness and more into like what I put into my body, what I put on my body, I had an IUD in and it was the Mirena. It was progesterone. And I was just like, I've had this since I was 20. And like, when you're 20 years old, the biggest worry is potentially getting pregnant by someone you don't want to get you pregnant. So as I got older, I'm like, wait, I'm with the person that I want to be with forever. I'm doing all this research on women that can't get pregnant because of birth controls that they've used. And I really got to the point where I was more scared that I couldn't get pregnant after having something in my body for 10 years than I was scared to get pregnant with this man that I already knew I wanted to have children with.
So it sounds like maybe it wasn't planned, but
the
you're
timing
like,
wasn't planned.
If it happens, it happens.
Exactly.
And we're okay if it happens.
Exactly. I got my IUD out last October, and that's when it was like the time was up to get it out. And we had a discussion, and he was like, I don't want you to have that in your body. Like, let's just.
Yeah. I took mine out too when I.
Yeah, like, you want to tell that story? You want to tell that story? You going to bring that up?
What?
About how yours came out?
How mine came. Oh. Do I want to share that? No.
I'll share it.
No. It's TMI. But no, I get that. I feel like a lot of women are on birth control, but at the same time, it is a foreign thing in your body. So I never had one because I had mostly dated women. And then when I started dating men, I was like, oh, I can get pregnant now. And I had like, I never got pregnant, but I was just always like terrified that in the moment I was just going to like not use a condom or like all these different things. So I was like, I'm going to just get an IUD. But then the second that me and my last ex broke up, I was like, yeah, I'm taking it out.
Well, yeah, I think also something that's not talked about a lot is like I got my IUD at first when I got into a relationship with someone and we both got tested and the only fear was pregnancy. But I literally didn't tell anyone that I had an IUD because I didn't want guys to think like, oh, we don't have to use protection. I'm like, no, that just protects from pregnancy.
Yeah,
not from any of the other
shit.
Unless
there's a ring on this finger, I don't fully know that you're not going out and doing the things. Or even if it's not been long enough, like a year after dating someone, maybe it's like, okay, you can fully, I don't know, it's your body.
I feel like it's your body. And honestly, like, don't date someone that you don't feel like you can trust.
True. But how do you know if you can trust someone after 3 months? I've literally seen people change after half a year and all of a sudden.
Yeah, but you can say that people have switched up. There was literally a kid I went to school with who after 15 years of marriage and 3 kids, he told his wife he was gay and left her. So you never, and that he'd been sleeping with men for the whole marriage.
So you're just like, if you trust,
if you trust someone, you trust someone. If you don't trust someone, you probably shouldn't be with them. And that's genuinely the way I feel about all relationships, friendship, platonic and romantic. Just like there has to be a level of trust. And if you're really questioning that, then you should really question why you want to be in that situation to begin with.
So you've never like questioned your trust in your relationship?
No. If I start going down that rabbit hole, then everything starts falling away because it really is like a mutual trust.
So you're like, unless you give me a reason,
unless I see some shit, and trust me, like, it's not like I'm just out here like I love you, I trust you. Like, I definitely am still a vigilant, intelligent, smart person. I'm very intuitive. So if I catch some shit, we gonna talk about it. But I'm not just gonna off the rip not trust you because of either past trauma that I have or trust issues. Because that's really what it comes from, is like past trauma from either your childhood or different relationships, different friendships. And I'm just never gonna let my relationship with a past person, the wounds that I'm healing, affect something that I'm doing currently with a new person.
I love that. And I feel like if you're about to start a family, that is like the main thing that you need in having this child and having a healthy relationship with the child. Your man, like all that different stuff is trust. So I love that. But also on the note of it, like once you found out you were pregnant, and I remember seeing she has like a reaction video. She like recorded herself. You look terrified.
I mean, yeah.
You look absolutely still terrified.
It was like, so actually Dejan knew before I knew.
How?
Not that he actually knew, but he was like, I feel like you might be.
Why?
I mean, if you want to be really real about it, he's like, your boobs are different. And I was like, this is just PMS. And he was like, no, like I've been with you for 3 years. I know what that is too.
Of course he could tell your boobs were different.
And there was also a day that like I was doing yoga and I just started like crying out of nowhere. But like hysterically, I think I called you that day. Just started like hysterically crying out of
gosh,
nowhere.
Oh my gosh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, are you okay? And I was like, I don't even know why I'm crying. But I just thought like really intense, like PMS can go one of two ways. You can either not feel any symptoms at all, or you can be like incapacitated in your bed for 6 days with cramps. Swollen boobs and crying the whole time. Like it could really go either way. So I was like, until my period is late, I'm not gonna assume. And most of the tests like aren't really even fully effective until your period's late. My period was 3 days late and he was like, if you don't take a test, I'm gonna have an issue. So then I took a test and I literally was like, holy shit,
I'm pregnant.
Yeah, because I feel like it's a lot different when you are like someone that's been trying for a while, or you did IVF and like it's your miracle baby, or you have kids already. But it's just like the newness of all, like the way they say that, like when you die, like your whole life flashes before your eyes, like all the things that you can no longer do start flashing. Well, all the choices that you've made, that you have to take something else into account. And not that Jupiter is as high commitment as a child, Jupiter. Not that he's as high commitment as a child, but there's a lot of decisions that I do have to make because I have a dog.
Yeah.
I can't.
Which has been hard for you in the past.
Yeah.
So
responsibility has always been a bit of an issue for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So once you found out that you were pregnant, and like you even said, I mean, our parents have said it, a lot of parents say, you know, once you have kids, your life in a way, but it's also, you're like not your main priority. Mm-hmm. That kid is. So with having what has turned into like such a beautiful community, Bodhi Align, your business, did you have like that fear? Like when you found out, were you questioning, is this the right thing for me right now at this point in my life? Like, was it a question, or were you kind of just like, no, I'm having this baby?
So this is going to kind of take it back to when I stopped doing OnlyFans. So just to briefly explain it, I never wanted to do OnlyFans. A lot of my friends and different people have been doing Patreon and OnlyFans and all these different things. And as much of a free spirit and open person as I am, I never wanted to make that for sale. However, we hit a pandemic and all my influencer contracts dried up because no one had money. And I was making too much money on paper as an influencer to get unemployment. We had just moved into a new house. I had rent. I had just gotten a dog. No one expected this to happen. And the only thing that I could think of to really make the amount of money that I needed to make and quickly was to do something that all my friends were already doing. And it was hitting a big boom. Beyonce had a song where she said on her demon time, she might start an OnlyFans. Like, it was becoming more, not socially acceptable, but like more, less of like a pariah.
And I also want to add, that growing up, Tori, I feel like always was, and the fact that people sexualized it was the issue, but she was always a free spirit. And I even remember like being on the beach, you were always just like, I don't even know how to say it. Like, you always wanted to be naked. Yeah, like, and it wasn't in a sexualized way. She was always just like, freedom, I am woman, like free the nipple, like all that kind of
guys
stuff.
Can be topless. Why can't girls be like, I've always been that person, but it had never been for sale and it had never been for other people. It had been for myself. So
yeah, because you would even do photo shoots just for herself where she would have like one of her friends like come and take photos, and it was like implied just beautiful art, I would say.
I had a whole wall in my room when I was growing up where I would like take naked pictures of my friends and like put it up on my wall. Like, I've always been very open with nudity. Not that I'm like a nudist just running around in the world naked, but like I've always been like, be proud and be confident of your body. And honestly, I got boobs when I was like 13 in seventh grade, so I've been sexualized from a very, very young age, like before I even understood that I was sexual. Teachers, they called my parents into the school and asked me to wear a sweatshirt and like baggy pants for the school year because I was distracting students. And my parents were like, so everyone has to wear this? Is this the dress code for all the girls? Yeah. They're like, Tori's just developing faster. And mommy was like, so you want me to make my child insecure about her body rather than having a conversation with the students about puberty? Mm. Like, I got sexualized from a very young age without even knowing what that meant.
Yeah.
I was like the one that was playing with the boys, and then suddenly out of nowhere it was like, hey Tori, and I'm like, what the fuck's happening?
Because I was the opposite and I was so sad about it. But she got so curvy and so like
out of voluptuous nowhere.
So young, but you did get so much attention. But from, it's so crazy how perspectives are different. Like, from my perspective, I was like, oh my god, you're so popular, like all the guys want you, like you already have the body of a woman, all the girls are so like, aka me and my friends, patting our bras and like wearing the Wonder Bra from Victoria's Secret. And
that,
like, literally,
that also hurt my relationship with women a lot because I was the whore for doing nothing.
Yeah.
For just, I got boobs and suddenly the boys wanted to talk to me, and that made me the whore of the grade. It really made, I didn't lose my virginity till I was out of high school. I didn't have my first kiss till I was 17 because I was like, I'm already being called a whore. What if I start doing the things that everyone else was already doing? Yeah. But I'm being called this thing and I'm like, well, Jessica's over here and she's actually having sex. So like, how am I the whore of the grade when I'm a virgin and I've never kissed anyone? Like, please tell me.
Don't judge a book by its cover. And I always say, you know, school is such a mean place
sometimes.
So then this is who you are. This is honestly how you've always been. And then speed forward, you know,
OnlyFans,
10 years.
Yeah.
OnlyFans.
So then I did that for a while. It was really, really good. I made a lot of money. I paid off a lot of credit card debt that I had. I was able to pay my bills.
And you did seem happy for a while because it was just, once again, her doing what she was already doing without charging for it implied.
Well, I'm going to be honest. The reason why I was happy for a while is because I wasn't running my account. I just got to go do the photo shoots. I put those photo shoots into a folder, and then an agency ran my account. They talked to everyone for me, and I could just really dissociate from that aspect of it. But the more that world, honestly, the second COVID really ended and we were out in the world and it wasn't just like everyone's at home, those worlds started to blend. Everyone started to hang out. There started to be group trips, and it just became like, it wasn't just some like little thing that I was doing on the side. It became this thing that was starting to take over my personality.
And a machine that you were part of where everyone, as we all know on this platform, does different things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think almost that as well, because I have never done OnlyFans, but even being around sometimes when you did start to hang out with people,
you get desensitized
and you almost feel sometimes like things are more normal. They may be normal for other people to do, but like it was getting normalized for me to like see certain things. And it also, if there was a negative like undertone to it, I would say sometimes.
Well, it's very dark and it's something that doesn't get talked about a lot, is like the dissociation that happens. Yeah. And I very much got to this point where I literally felt like I was living a double life, especially when I got into a relationship and I'm posting these couples photos, and then you can go online and talk to someone that's going to say things that I would never say and act like I would never act. And yeah. I would start arguing with my agency and they'd say, well, this is what we have to do to make the amount of money that yeah. you're making. And then you just kind of feel like you're stuck in this loop. And last May, I literally had like an emotional breakdown because I was like, I don't feel like I'm being true to myself in any way. Like mm-hmm. I'm this girl that manifests and is journaling every day and does yoga and like mm-hmm. all these things. And I'm just getting pigeonholed into this one thing, because if that's what you do, that's what you do. Like yeah. no one sees anything else that you do if that's what you do.
Yeah.
I literally, like, our mom's a life coach, as you know, I literally called her and I was like, I need you to not be my mom for this call. I need you to be a life coach. Yeah. And I just like cried my eyes out and like went through all of it. And what it came down to is I was so scared to give it up and not be able to make that money, because as you know, we grew up in a situation where we did not have money like yeah. that. So it was,
which a lot of people don't know as well. People are gonna find out a lot of stuff literally about our family.
Literally, we grew up like paycheck to paycheck, put a smile on, it'll work itself out. But our parents were in a lot of debt. We almost lost our house a couple times here and there. And it's just that fear of not being able to financially support myself when I had been doing it for 2 years and money had been easy. Like yeah. I hadn't had to worry about rent or bills. And that was the first time in my life I had ever felt that financial freedom. I was so terrified to give that up. But
and
at the end of the day,
you had worked in the service industry. You had done everything. It's not like you were a teenager and you're like, oh, easy, fast money.
No.
It's like you had been working. We have all been working since we were teenagers.
I was a hostess.
Yeah.
I was a caterer. Like I've worn so many different hats just to be able to like keep myself afloat, to be able to take some fun photo shoots with my friends and dissociate the back end of it was really good in the beginning. Yeah. But the more I got into it, the more I literally felt like I was giving away pieces of myself. Mm. And it wasn't worth it to me anymore to keep losing myself and falling down that rabbit hole. And I just literally kept thinking about like Alice in Wonderland, like she has to come back eventually. And it was never my long-term plan to be doing it. So like, when do you cut it off? Like, when do you stop? I was like, okay, I was still shooting Bang commercials at that point in time. I was like, all right, I make enough with that I can give up OnlyFans and still like be able to keep it afloat. Like a week and a half after I gave up OnlyFans, I get a contract from Bang. They have to renew and they're cutting my salary down to like $1,000 a month, which is way lower than what it was before that. So in like the span of 2 weeks, I lost both my jobs that were keeping me afloat essentially. For a while, like about 6 months, it was a really big fight for me mentally to not just return, to not just like dissociate and shut myself down and completely like just go back into it and cash grab and then get out. At that same time, I had just started doing my 200 hours of vinyasa yoga training, which is not just the poses and how to do yoga and how to teach yoga. It teaches you how to align yourself, mind, body, and soul. And the more I started to do these exercises and these practices and this journaling, I realized truly how much I was dissociating from all these things that I didn't want to admit to not only people around me, but myself when it came to that world of adult content.
Talk
so
to me too.
You know, talk to me.
She said, I am giving you guys everything.
Literally. So then the more I got into that, I started doing healing sessions. I started doing yoga classes. I started doing all these things that just really started integrating my soul with my physical body.
Yeah.
When I finished it, I was like, I don't just want to go teach yoga at like some random place. Like, I feel a bigger calling to this world of wellness than yeah. to just be a yoga teacher, which yeah. there's nothing wrong with being a yoga teacher. I just felt like there was more that I wanted to do with
it.
Than
and I
that.
Think you've always had a gift at bringing people together. Like, I was always hella antisocial, and my sister always had like our house when we were growing up. So many friends, so many people. It's literally how I met my first love. Like, so many times you've been the person that brings people together. So I think for you to go from OF and having that be a part of you for a second.
I was still
but then,
that person in OF. Like, I was,
yeah, you
I wasn't
still
just
person.
A model. I was the one like, oh, let me get all my friends together. We're going on a trip. Like,
yeah,
all these things.
You've always brought people together, but now you just made this beautiful community, I would say. Like I said, guys, it's called Bodhi Line. And it's just every month during the full moon or whatever it is. But yeah, just to create this amazing, beautiful community of wellness, love, support. I mean, you changed so many people's lives. I even remember at one of your last ceremonies, a guy came in and he was like, I was literally living in my car. Mm-hmm. And then I came to your first ceremony and started doing all these different practices and putting myself first and manifesting and all these different things that you teach that I think sometimes a lot of people poo-poo. It's very LA. It's very this and that. But to this man and to many other people, I remember him saying, you know, it completely changed his life. And now he has a successful business and he doesn't live in his car and like all these beautiful things. And it's changed. Like,
you get those messages all the time.
Yes, your company has changed so many people's lives. So once again, I think it is hard for people to judge people for things that they do, their past, like all these different things. Like, some people for the rest of your life, because you did OF and they can research something or see something, there's going to be that judgment. And that's not necessarily fair, but that's the world that we live in.
Well, that's why my favorite quote that I love to throw at people whenever they start judging shit is like, never judge someone for what they have to do for survival, because you never know what you would do in the same situation. It's really easy to sit in a situation that you've never been in and look at someone in that situation and say, oh, I would never do that. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I would never do that, because I was even that person with those sites. I would never do that.
Yeah.
And then you get into a corner and you get in a pinch situation and you wind up doing things that you never thought you would do. Mm-hmm. And it's just the type of thing that once you really start to get in dire situations or see a survival situation, you really can't judge anyone else that's been in it, because you understand what that's like to have to put yourself aside to essentially be in this machine that the world is and make money and pay bills when no one's understanding that. Like, right now we're in an inflation.
Yeah.
No one's like, oh, don't worry about rent this month. I know your job cut off your hours and you're decreased and the cost of living is not even what you're making, but like, take a break on rent this month, or don't pay your electricity bill this month. We got you. Like, no one does that.
The world doesn't work like that. Yeah. But I mean, from all of that, you did stop doing OF. You have poured so much into this new company. And I think that in general, it's doing amazing. So I would just say I'm so proud of you as well, because it truly is a beautiful thing. And I think it's a beautiful environment as well to bring a baby into.
100%. Well, that's how we even got here. How did you feel about Bodyline when you figured out you were pregnant? Mm-hmm. And one of the main things that I kept thinking, which led me to my breakdown, was what do I want my future daughter to do? Like, I want to have the type of environment where I can still work when I'm pregnant. Mm-hmm. I want to have the type of environment that if my daughter needs a summer job, or my little cousin needs a summer job, or my niece needs a summer job, like, I can be like, come work with me and I'll teach you some things. Like, and that's not the lane that I was in. Mm-hmm. And I also started this econ business class where you're supposed to do a current character life sheet and a future character life sheet. Mm-hmm. And I wrote down all the things that I currently was and all the things that I wanted to be. And when I tell you those, those were like two different books. I was like, wow, I'm so out of alignment. Yeah. And when I gave it all up, I really had no idea what I wanted to do. Like, I had no idea that Bodyline was coming. I had no idea any of those things. So I really had no idea what I wanted to do. I love doing full moon ceremonies by myself. And I just put on my Instagram story, like, does anyone want to do this with me? Mm-hmm. And I wound up with 30 women in my living room and like 20 women on Zoom. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I remember when she first started doing these, once again, I don't even know if it was to create a business. Mm-mm. She was just in this transitional period of knowing that you wanted to make a change from what you were doing in your life, how you were taking care of yourself, all these different things. So yeah, it was when you still lived here, right? Mm-hmm. And she would just have women over. It was like an all women thing. And we would sit in the living room and journal, and you would give us prompts and we would manifest and talk to each other and relate with what we're going through and how we can help each other. It was like a female support group.
Literally.
And that turned into your business now. Her wellness days and how you provide for yourself and how you're going to provide for your family. So I think it's so beautiful that you were able to look within at a certain time in your life. You did what you had to do to make ends meet and to make sure that you had a roof over your head, which is just being independent and doing what's best for you. And if people want to judge, people want to judge. But you looked, within. And you decided, okay, this is not for me, and I'm going to pivot and do things that fill my cup and align with what I want my life to be. And I think that's a scary thing to do sometimes, because like you said, money and all these different things, people think, oh, I'm pigeonholed, I have to do this. And it's like, you don't have to do anything. Yes, keep that roof over your head and do whatever it takes, but in a way it's also like, but always choose yourself first. And if you need to make a change in your life, like, be bold and make that change. It's scary. Change is always scary, but it can be so beneficial for now you to have this whole business and to be bringing a child into this world that can grow up in that environment. And that's beautiful, you know?
Literally, my dream is to have a brick and mortar physical location, mm-hmm. to have different ones in different cities where it's like, okay, I have the full moon coming up and I'm going to be in Miami. Let me go to the Bodhiline Wellness Center and mm-hmm. do my full moon ceremony there. Like, that is my dream, is to just like bring wellness to people. And what I literally always say is like, it's wellness, but it's fun. Mm-hmm. Like, I really hide the medicine because a lot of people either don't know anything about this world or they're intimidated by it or mm-hmm. they think it's bullshit and mm-hmm. woo woo. And like, I'm just like, oh, come to a fun party. And by the way, there's some breath work in the back.
Get that breath work in. But so what you're saying in general is there was never a question. Once you found out that you were pregnant, you were going to have this baby.
Once I really understood what Bodhiline was, which was like the top of this year when I did my first wellness day, I already knew like this is an environment that I can bring a child into.
Yeah, yeah. And then even more going into it, you know, she called everyone individually. And
I got reaction videos because, you know, our family is very social media.
She has reaction videos. And I will say now everyone is at a place of excitement and we're so ready for this baby. It's the first great grandkid for our grandparents. It's the first grandkid for our parents. It's the first time me
first
and my brother are going, first niece and nephew, first time I'm going to be an aunt. How did you feel when you were about to tell everyone? Like, were you nervous about certain people? Were you like, everyone's gonna be excited? Were you like, everyone's gonna be confused? What were your thoughts going into it before you told everyone?
So I'm not gonna cry, which I know you want me to cry, but I'm not gonna cry.
I don't want you to cry.
She's like, I want emotion. I want raw. You're the crier. I just want Pisces.
It's so weird. Since my last breakup, I don't cry that much.
You were dating a Sagittarius, so. But the crazy thing is, I was really excited to tell you guys. I knew Riley was going to have a reaction because he's
our brother.
He's not the most fond of children. He has been that way his entire life. He just
Riley could just be surrounded by dogs for the rest of his
and
life
and be completely happy
and be fine.
But I really thought, I was nervous to tell Dejan's parents, but I was excited to tell my parents.
Yeah, so what was your best reaction with telling people about your pregnancy, and then what was the worst reaction? We could start with the worst. Let's end it with the best.
Yeah, let's end it sweetly. The worst reaction was honestly only the worst reaction because it's not at all what I expected. My whole life, my parents had told me about how when they told their parents that they were pregnant, the reaction was so negative that it like made them sad. So I never thought in a million years that that would be the situation with me. And when I told them, I think that much like everyone, it was just a complete shock. But I really thought that the shock would turn into excitement faster than it did. And like by the time the phone call ended, it was just still very like, well, if you want to do that, then like we support you. But it wasn't very much like, yay, we're excited. And I think the best reaction is probably a tie between Janice and Jules.
Because her two besties.
Literally. Because Janice doesn't really react to things. So the fact that I actually got a reaction out of her for this, I was like, oh, wow. She literally was just like, oh, my God.
It's
like,
definitely
I'm
something
so
to react about.
For you. Like, I tricked her. I was like, let's do a reaction video to watching The Little Mermaid with, what is it, Haley? Yeah, Haley doing it. Or is it Chloe? No, it's Haley.
It's Haley. Yeah.
Haley. And we're like just like talking about it, and you can see like I'm getting nervous, like I'm shifting around, and I was like, oh my God, I forgot to tell you, like I'm pregnant. And she was just like, everything like paused, like she was like a deer in the headlights. She was like, what? She was like, you're lying, like this is a prank. And I literally had to go get the test and like show her, and she was like, no, is that a sticker? Like, but it was just so like cute and funny because we always have sent like videos back and forth and memes of like, oh, my future daughter's gonna know that like her aunt is just like someone that became my best friend like 20 years ago or 10 years ago or something. So it was just like a moment we had always talked about. And then Jules is just such a dramatic human being that she literally like, she's in like this sparkly top. We had just come from like this event, and she was in the car, and she just like started bawling, crying. Aww. And was just like so happy. Like, it's really the people that were just like overcome with joy, because when someone becomes overcome with joy for something that has nothing to do with them really and is just about your happiness, like it's almost more confirmation for you that that person like really cares about you and really loves you.
So
just to have that reaction from people that I care about and love and know how much I want the best for, like to see that reaction was just so sweet and so cute.
And I love that. I feel like your bestie should always give you that energy for sure. I think it is sometimes harder when it's your actual family though. And I want to go back to it as well. You know, you did say, in a way, like the most hard reaction was our parents and how they kind of maybe did to you what happened to them. And I think what a lot of parents do, honestly, you know, but so that's just something that you fully didn't expect from them.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people would from TikTok as well, because now you see videos comments
that are like, oh, like we want to see their parents' reactions. I'm like, no, you don't.
Yeah. Well, the thing I would say with it is you see the videos that we post on TikTok, and how far are you along?
This is decaf, by the way. I'm 16 weeks as of yesterday, so like 4 months.
So like we're 4 months deep. I think within that, those first couple of weeks of everyone finding out, especially our parents, I think they weren't upset. I think it was fear.
Oh, 100%. It didn't even take them 4 weeks. Like literally 2-3 days later, yeah, they apologized. Like, yeah, they were like, we're completely here for you. Just caught us off guard. But it's like you can never unfeel that feeling because it did, of course, happen. But yeah, life is life. People are people. Humans are humans. Yeah. At the end of the day, like you always want your parents to be happy for you and proud of you. So just that moment, especially being an oldest child and like having that weight on me my entire life of like making my parents proud and being a leader, like you never want there to be disapproval
think that it was disapproval or that they weren't proud of you. It was fully, I think, fear of, is our baby going to be okay? Is she going to be able to be supported? Is she going to be able to follow her dreams? And yeah, of course, like you even said, people are human, so parents are human. And I think that would have been hard for me to experience as well, for sure, because our parents are usually always excited about a lot of journeys and paths that we take. They
especially
are very supportive.
Like a baby, like daddy literally loves babies more than he likes anyone else.
And that's why I want to say, like, we keep it real with you guys. And I think, like I said, this podcast does give you an inside look on all of the events. But just like TikTok and any platform, you see certain pieces of our lives.
It's a highlight reel.
It's a highlight reel, but I also, adding this in, wanted to, because sometimes people are like, oh, perfect family. There's no such thing. We are not that. And I think this podcast definitely gives people an inside look and something that we can't always show in TikTok videos because there's not enough time. But I would say what you guys see, though, is 4 months deep of all of us being so excited for this new human to come into this family and be a part of the family. So,
and that's what I will say about our family. Is
but
like,
it was a journey getting there over the past couple of months.
We definitely hit lows, but the reason why you see us as such positive, happy, light people is because
we always get there.
We choose happiness. Yeah. And our mom always raised us like, sometimes you're going to wake up in the morning and you're not going to be happy. There's not always shit in life that you just like, oh my God, this is so great. Like sometimes shit's really fucked up and really bad. And it's up to you to protect your energy and choose happiness and choose positivity. That's the only option, to be completely honest, because life is just going to life. So like get your seatbelt, get a fucking helmet and strap
like,
in.
But it's like feel your emotions and everything. I think she also taught that too. It's not like we're just ignoring when we feel some type of way. And even someone like me, I feel like I'm engineered to just wake up with so much like stress and anxiety when I don't even have a reason to worry.
I'm the opposite.
Yeah, but I think our mom taught us, you know, yeah, sometimes outside sources, and it can sometimes be your family, are going to stress you out. Even though we're a family and we love each other, we all have our own journeys and our own experiences that I think with our parents, like we said in the beginning, we grew up struggling at times. And I just think that when they're fearful because they went through it themselves, like even how daddy was with me with modeling, of like, wanting me to continue modeling even though I felt not good in it, but it was because he had grown up without money even more than us, like a drawer as a crib, and it was really, really hard. So I think it's always when parents react like that, it's them
trying to protect you from what they went through.
But like I said, we do keep it real with you guys in the way that, no, we're not just all smiley and happy and this is what is going on behind the scenes. It took us time to get to this place, and it was everyone not being disappointed, it was fear of, like I said, even their baby being able to continue her dreams, knowing how, in a way, when we were little kiddos and born, it took away from theirs at times.
I mean, yes and no, but because daddy still started his business when Riley was like 9 months old.
True.
And chased his dreams. So I feel like you're never too old to chase your dreams. It's just,
but I'm sure it was hard.
It becomes harder, 100%. Yeah. And that's even something that I've noticed. Like, I have been nicknamed the Tasmanian devil. Like, I am go, go, go. I am running 24/7. I literally was just having a conversation this morning that like I used to never eat breakfast. I used to literally be running around and then I'd be like, oh shit, it's 4 p.m. and I haven't eaten today, like let me throw something, let me eat a protein bar or something. But this pregnancy has really made me have to take care of myself in a way that I have never even done. And
yeah, no, my reaction She even thought that I was told before she told me about her pregnancy because I, like she said.
Actually didn't. I thought I was just like.
No, she calls me and I just realized that's crazy what you were saying about taking better care of yourself and how this has changed your life already. Is that like she called me and I was like, you're glowing. Like your skin is glowing. Your hair looks so like voluptuous. Like all these different things that before you even told me, I was just pointing out all these different things about how you literally seemed like you were shining.
Well, I had known for about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks when I told you.
Yeah.
So I had already started sleeping more restfully. I'd already started taking care of myself and eating more cleanly, yeah. taking prenatals, mm-hmm. like no longer smoking weed, like yeah. everything in my life kind of like had shifted.
And she's very burpy.
Oh my god. Burpy, gassy, all the things. Like you have no control over your body and it's just becoming less and less control. Like I'll just start talking and a burp will pop out, like unbeknownst to me.
So in general, what scares you the most with being pregnant? Is it being pregnant? Is it having the kid? Is it when the kid's 16?
So honestly, one of the most nerve-wracking things is just as much as there are people online talking about their journey and what they've been through and like the ups and downs of it, there are people that never got to experience that and whose pregnancies unfortunately didn't make it full term. And this, like, that's part of what's in the baby books is that research and knowing the percentages of the viability of it at each stage. Like a lot of women don't make it to their second trimester, so it's kind of that fear,
the pregnancy itself, not having the kid, or like, so you're not scared of anything like when the kid's little or just anything weird that comes to your mind.
I mean, there's natural fears of that, but I'm just like,
you just want to have a healthy pregnancy, and that's kind
exactly.
of where, yeah,
that's so where my whole focus is. Like there's yeah. I was even, because I was lifting really heavy when I first started, like mm-hmm. that's been a journey of mine to start lifting weights and stuff, and I honestly, because of all these statistics, got really really scared to like honestly almost do anything my mm-hmm. first trimester, between the nausea mm-hmm. the constant fatigue mm-hmm. and the fear of not wanting to do anything to disrupt my body mm-hmm. or put any unnecessary stress on my body.
Yeah. So this has been deep, y'all, but I want to hit like the lighter side of it too. Like what's the most exciting part of this pregnancy so far? Like what's been the most fun? Is it people reacting? Is it just knowing that you're about to bring this baby into the world? Like what are you most excited about when they go to college? What are you most excited about?
Honestly, the best part about this pregnancy is how much closer it has brought me and Dejan. It's literally like we've always known that like this is it.
Yeah.
But just like the confirmation from both of us that like this is a whole new chapter of this is it. Like if the book is entitled This Is It, like this is a whole new, like this is the second book to the trilogy.
And he reacted well to
it. He reacted so well. Good. He was so excited. He's literally been saying he wants this for so long. Like we both are, you know that I've grown up always wanting to have kids and always yeah. wanting to be a mom. Like yeah. that's been my main desire out of mm-hmm. any other career goal that I've had, is to be a mom.
Is he giving you foot massages?
He's giving me foot massages. I got rubbed down last night.
We love
He's been
that.
Oiling me up because of stretch okay. marks. No, that was oh, because yeah. of stretch marks. Okay. Yes, because of stretch marks. Get your mind out the gutter.
Oh my God.
But so, the most exciting thing mm-hmm. I would have to say is just watching this person grow up that's part you and part the person that you love the most in this world.
Yeah.
In a collaboration, just growing up and getting to edit anything that we didn't like that our parents did yeah. and the raising and getting to mm-hmm. know this new little person.
And I also wanted to ask you, so we know, once again, with our family, we're not traditional in all types of ways whatsoever, and you guys know that. And in some ways we are, you know, but marriage, like, is that on the table, or is it kind of just like for now you guys are taking your time figuring things out?
So marriage is definitely on the table. Marriage has always been on the table. However, we both know that we only want to do this once.
Yeah.
We both have always grown up wanting to do this and having a certain idea of rings.
Wanting to get married once or
yeah,
have a kid once?
Wanting to get married.
Oh, married, yeah.
Like, we're only getting married once.
Yeah, because like, I remember you saying growing up you wanted like 6 babies.
Well, not 6. 3 to 4. But we...
Okay, that's still crazy.
That's still a lot. But yeah, I definitely want at least as many as us because yeah. that's...
A tiebreaker. 3 is perfect.
He grew up with 5. I grew up with 3. Like, yeah. we both come from big families. So yeah. that's always been a thing for us that's what we want to have. That's yeah. one of the main things that attracted us to each other. But
marriage
is definitely on the table. Mm-hmm. We just don't want to rush something and kind of have to like make settle.
I want
to
rush it, Dejan. What you waiting for?
We don't want to rush it and have to settle for certain things because of a time crunch. Yeah. I'd rather it be the wedding of our dreams and take a little bit longer than have it be something that neither one of us wanted for ourselves and just to make it happen.
And that's what's most important to do. I think a lot of people rush into things. Oh, I'm pregnant. I have to get married now. And why? Because people are going to judge me because this and that. And it's just like, literally, you know what? Once again, in this day and age with how the world works, I think in general, you have to do what's best for you and your family.
Also, if we're going to be honest, like a child is much more bonding than a marriage. Like there's plenty of people that got married and they got divorced and they've never seen seen or heard or spoken to each other again versus if you have a kid, that person's in your life for the rest of your life.
Very true. But just as a family, though, it is smart sometimes with like legal stuff.
With legal stuff, yeah. It'll come when it comes. Yeah. If there's something that's pressing that we need to do that for, then yeah, we'll do it. But right now, the point that we're at, we'd rather it be our dream wedding than something that's rushed.
I get it. Baby names? Are there any
baby names?
There are, but I'm not telling you.
Oh! Because you don't even know if it's a boy or a girl. Like,
no, we do our gender reveal next weekend, so this will actually be out.
So we will know by that point.
No.
Because this comes out on Tuesday.
This comes out on Tuesday.
So we'll already know.
No, the weekend after. So this comes out on Tuesday. This comes out when it comes out. If it comes out this upcoming Tuesday, no, you won't know. But if it comes out the following Tuesday, because you do a personal video in the middle, you will know by the time this comes out.
Well, maybe I'll put in the caption of this video what it is.
If you wait 2 weeks, yeah.
Okay. Any weird cravings?
Oh my God, so weird. So the
I'm skipping. Like, so we don't know what the gender is. We're not finding out yet.
No.
But do you know what you want it to be? Or do you just...
So I'm team healthy, happy baby, but I have always envisioned growing up and always envisioning what your life is going to be. I think all women at least do that. I can't speak for men because I am not one, but I know women grow up with like, this is the wedding dress that I want to wear. This is the ring I want to have. This is how I want the wedding to look. These are the color themes. Like, I've just always envisioned myself with a little girl first. I do want boys eventually, but I want the first one personally to be a girl.
I'm calling it. It's a girl. I know it.
You're going on record?
My heart and soul that it's a girl. And if I'm wrong, I will literally cry. What are we going to do with a boy?
We're going to still have fun with a boy. It's going to be fine. Take a deep breath.
I don't know what to do with the boy. I don't even know what to do with the girl.
We have a whole brother. We have literally a whole brother.
But yeah, okay. So any weird cravings?
Definitely some weird cravings.
Are we more on the sweet side or the savory side?
It honestly goes back and forth.
That doesn't help me. Everyone was saying if you want more sweet, so that means that it's a girl.
I mean, but also me as a person, I have never been really a sweet, like sweet, sweet person.
Like, but it changes. Like I also know that you didn't eat meat.
Oh, yeah. That's been the weirdest thing.
And now she eats meat.
I had completely stopped eating meat. Like, wasn't full vegan. Was still, like, dabbling in cheese and the occasional salmon. Literally, the second I started eating meat again, and by meat, I mean, like, poultry and red meat.
Yeah.
Light on the red meat because it still messes with my stomach a little bit. But my energy came back. Mm. My nausea stopped coming.
Yeah.
Like, and at the end of the day, you have to listen to your body. My body's not my own. I'm an incubator. So if there's something that's being craved, I was having like vivid dreams about eating a hamburger. Vivid dreams. Like,
so did you eat a hamburger the next day?
The first time I tried to eat a veggie burger and that just did not hit the way it was supposed to hit. And then I tried an Impossible.
Yeah.
Didn't hit the way it was supposed to hit. She's I ate like, a burger. I think I needed the iron. Like, you crave what you crave. And You need more protein.
But any weird ones? Like, we know the normal cravings of like pickle juice and...
I drank a whole jar of pickle juice, and that's just really because it helps with hydration and electrolytes, and it really, really, really helps with heartburn and indigestion.
That's crazy. So we use pickle juice for two different reasons. I sometimes drink it, and I learned this from TikTok. When you're hungover, it's like the best hangover trick.
Well, yeah, it's, just, it's the same thing. So you need more hydration and electrolytes.
What a difference in scissors, though. Only 2 years apart, I'm drinking pickle juice for my hangovers. Learned that from TikTok. And you're drinking pickle juice.
For indigestion.
For indigestion from your pregnancy.
Yay. Literally. But I think the weirdest thing that I've craved, like the strawberry ice cream is weird because I've never been a strawberry ice cream person
that
ever. I'm like such a chocolate, caramel, brownie.
If you're a strawberry ice cream person. I can't talk today.
I thought, voila.
If you're a strawberry ice cream person, what are you doing with your life?
You might be pregnant. I think the weirdest thing, and I've of course been on TikTok like looking at cravings and stuff, and one that sounded so good to me and I was like, let me try this because it might be amazing.
Yeah.
Provolone cheese. Mm-hmm. You wrap it around white onion, like a couple pieces of white onion, and you dip it in vinegar.
Raw white onion?
Yeah, raw white onion, and you dip it in red wine vinegar. And
that's your pregnancy craving.
So fucking good.
Did you see that somewhere or you just came up with
it? I saw it on TikTok and I was like, that looks interesting.
Raw white onion with provolone cheese wrapped around it, dipped in
red wine vinegar. It's like an Italian sandwich.
I would get if you said mustard or something like that.
Well, that's the thing is I've had like an intense craving for sandwiches and salads.
That just made my stomach hurt. I'm sorry.
So like the sandwiches, since you can't eat lunch meat or like any deli meat when you're pregnant, I've just been doing vegan slices of meat, vegan meat. I've been obsessed with like Italian sandwiches.
I mean, Italian sandwiches are so good.
Cover them in red wine vinegar and mustard.
I love sandwiches so much. Okay, I want to play a fun game just to wrap this up. This was actually a very deep podcast, I would say. I thought we were going to be so lighthearted, but...
That's because she doesn't think I get deep.
Because you don't get deep. Like, Tori's was the type growing up, she would cry once a year. And if she...
Cry from frustration.
If something was going on, no. You, at that point, would, like, laugh cry because you couldn't hold it in. And you were always crying about... You were crying about something, but you still wouldn't let us in. You were never the type to let us in. If you were going through something, we would find out, like, months later. You know?
Yeah, once I figure it out.
Once you figure... But anyways, guys, we're coming to the end, but I want to finish it with a cute little game just to end it. And this game will be this or that, okay? And you have to, I know, oh, this or that. You have to, you know, make a decision. This or that. Number one, boy or girl?
I already said girl.
Okay. Chubby or small baby? Like, do you want them chubby with rolls like
chunky?
You want a
chunky? Okay. I want a chunky baby. I want to get those arm muscles from carrying my chunky, healthy, breastfed baby.
Okay. Pickles or ice cream? Pickles or strawberry ice cream, since you like your strawberry ice cream now.
Strawberry ice cream.
Over the pickles?
Wow. I mean, it's like pickles are like medicine, low key. Mm-hmm. It's like something that I need to eat to like revive myself.
Gotcha.
Oh, now you're in here.
Okay. Foot massage or back massage?
Back massage.
Back? Okay. Natural birth or are you getting the, you know?
I feel like you asked me this because you just want me to talk about it because you already know.
I really don't know.
That's just, see, this is why I don't get deep, because she doesn't even listen when I do.
That's not
true. I literally am doing a birthing center with a midwife, all natural, no epidural, no anything. Obviously, if God forbid something happens that I need a C-section or something like that, like I'm not going to do that. But if everything goes as smoothly as I believe it's going to go, all natural childbirth, my mom did it 3 times. Dejan's mom did it 3 times.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Women have been made to do this for centuries.
So she's going all natural, y'all. But we did find out that you can have a glass of wine at birth, right?
You can have a glass of wine at night throughout your entire pregnancy. I haven't, because I don't like wine and I don't like drinking.
Once I found out I could sip on some wine when I'm giving birth, it's just crazy. No, y'all, once I found out that you could drink a sip of wine while pushing out that baby, I was like, maybe I can have a kid one day. But I don't know. If I end up with a woman, I really don't know how that's going to go down. Okay, moving on.
You told me not to be long-winded.
Who's going to be the favorite, the uncle or the aunt?
I can't tell you that. I don't know that.
What do you think?
How would I know that?
Riley's just straight-faced right now. He doesn't even care.
I mean, I can just base it on signs. Technically, Taurus and Aquarius get along better than Taurus and Pisces. But that's the only thing I would know.
I'm 2 parts Aquarius. You forgot that?
But you're still a fucking emotional-ass Pisces.
So the uncle, hired nanny or using free family members for daycare?
That's just obvious.
What, you're just gonna drop the kid off anytime?
I mean, daddy already told me that to be more worried about picking the baby up because he's not giving it back to me.
He'll definitely
hide the baby. How to breastfeed then.
No, it's all true. I think in general with this new journey that you're about to embark on, it's just doing
it's not
what's
even
best
about,
for
I'm embarking on it.
You're in
the
it.
The ship is sailing.
She's fully in it, but you're doing your thing. You're putting yourself first. You're putting your family first. And we are a big close family, but now you're creating your own
little family.
Your little unit. And that's so exciting. I'm so excited for you. And I've already, like I've said before, I've noticed how much it's just made you a happier person, and even to see how much better you're taking care of yourself, you know, just I think to be in the best place for this child. So
exactly.
I give you props. Like I said, I'm more nervous and like about it, I think, than you at some, like you're just so mellow and calm and just in a good place. It seems
I mean,
like.
I've always been the person that like once I decide something, like it's decided, like I'm not about to stress myself out over it, especially because stress affects my baby. Like there's literally things that even if I wanted to be selfish and do that, I could not do that because it affects my child. And there's things that I've had to change and grow within myself because kids do what they see, not what you tell them to do. So I have to have these qualities and these traits and these habits that I want my child to have now so that they watch it.
Yeah. No, I would say happy parents, happy kids, you know, and it's all about the energy that you're bringing into. And I think you're just in a very beautiful place and it's so exciting and it's so amazing. I think it's bringing our family closer together. And like we said, there was a journey of getting here. But I think everyone in general now, our parents, our Nana, our Papa, Riley, everyone's just beyond excited for this. And we're beyond excited for you. And yeah, I'm so happy that you came on here and you were open about about everything, and you shared a lot more than I thought you were going to. So,
well, I appreciate that. It is what it is. My podcast is coming back.
Oh yeah,
2024. I'm gonna have Kira on. It's called Tea with Tori.
Tea with Tori.
I hold monthly full moon ceremonies and wellness days on the full moon every month. That's also coming back in January. We just had our final one of the year.
They're so amazing.
2 days
guys.
Ago. Yeah. So I hope to see y'all there.
I'll put all the links in the bio. What's it called?
Description.
I'll put all the links in the description. I'll put all the links where
all the links.
I'll put all the links in the description box below of where you guys can find Tori, where you can find even our podcast that we did. I'll put the link to that. But if you guys enjoy this podcast and you want to hear more and you want to see more, like, comment, subscribe, ask more, you know, questions below, and we'll always bring Tori back on and talk more, even when the belly's even further out about what she's going through, how Literally. She's feeling. You know, we kind of did a deep dive back into lot more of how you got here, not as much of like pregnancy stuff. So I definitely want to bring you on again and just like go into all the fun stuff.
We'll have more to talk about too.
I'm sure
the further I go, the more I'll have to talk about, because right now it's just like, thank God I'm out of the first trimester and I'm not nauseous 24/7.
And we didn't even talk about that, like how you're feeling in your body. But hey guys, there's no rush. I'm so happy that we were able to dive into the past and how you got here, because we only have the rest of our lives. I'm not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere for real.
But thank you guys so much for watching, and I hope that everyone is staying safe. I hope everyone is excited for the holidays. And what do we say to wrap up this beautiful podcast?
Thank you for having coffee with Tori.
Kira!
Cheers. I'll see you guys.
Bye.